yesterday in my meeting prior to the announcement by the governor, I had asked the question, you know, what, because I didn't know, I, and I gave this hypothetically. I said, what if tomorrow at our board meeting, our board says, you know what, we're going to go play basketball. We think we have the guidelines to do it safely. So I asked the question, trying to get, you know, where this might position our schools. And Jesse didn't immediately get back to me, but he did this morning, and he indicated that there could be some ramifications from Illinois State Board of Education for our schools, our public schools, and there could be ramifications from the DCEO to our private schools if they go forward against the guidance. The legal question remains in the unknown, I think. I didn't resource any of our legal counsel related to this, because honestly, when we went into the meeting, I was really unsure of where our board was going to go with their decision making. So I really didn't have the time. But, you know, based upon Jesse's Ruiz's response, that there could be potential ramifications, and I shared that with our board. I think the board just thought, well, you know, those are going to have to be decisions that our local districts will determine if it warrants movement going forward. And, you know, this is a step forward to really say that as an association, we think we can do it safely, and we want it for our students. And, you know, at some point, I think over the next month or whatever time frame, we'll figure out if this is a legal issue for us as an association, or if it is for our schools. And then we'll have to pivot, as we've been pivoting a number of times throughout this school year and beyond in dealing with COVID. So I think a lot of that is still yet to be seen.